Around 600 people packed the university's lecture theatres and seminar rooms for the 30th Theoretical Archaeology Group conference. And TAG got off to a fine start, with delegates invited to explore the medieval sites of Southampton. There were mummers, Morris dancers, fire eaters, a touch of Renaissance music, and a barrel or two of ale.
We're here at present in the Castle Halls, one of the several medieval venues which you'll be able to visit in the next
We caught up with some delegates along the way.
I've enjoyed it a lot. I really wasn't expecting the amount of things that were on. We weren't expecting to see Morris dancers and hear medieval music and things like that and get involved in it and play tambourines.
Southampton has a lot more archaeology and a lot more of its medieval history surviving, particularly the early medieval history, than I anticipated.
It's been a very entertaining night. We've been around for the sites and it's really interesting.
I've been to some of the other undercrofts around the city, but never to this one. It was very impressive.
It was very good. Definitely much more interactive things than I expected, and getting to have a look at Southampton was great.
So much effort has been put into laying on the drink, the food and the entertainment. I think it's brilliant.
Also enjoying a pint was Colin Lord Renfrew, who was an archaeology professor at Southampton in the 1970s. He enjoys being at TAG because of the mix of people.
It was set up really to allow research students to talk, because sometimes at the big international conference is just a very established lecturers and so on. So a lot of the sessions are organised by research students, and indeed undergraduates also come. The average age is much younger than at many.
For Emma MacDonald of the Southampton Archaeology Unit, it's a great opportunity to showcase the city.
There is so much archaeology here. There's more medieval walls than York or anywhere else, and it's just not utilised as much as I think as it should be.
Janet Owen, the City Council's Arts and Heritage Manager, values partnership links.
We work with the university across the whole remit of arts and heritage, and we're very closely connected with the archaeology department, and we're delighted that we're able, for example, to be opening an exhibition at the Museum of Archaeology, which has been prepared by the students from the university.
Archaeology lecturer Graham Earle co-organised TAG. He says the range of activities during the event made it special.
Had people from a whole range of backgrounds, a whole range of countries coming together and doing lots and lots of interesting things. So we had artists, performers of one kind or another, so musical performances, as well as the lectures, the presentations that normally form part of a conference. It's like no other archaeology conference I know of, certainly in that respect.
Fellow lecturer and co-organiser Fraser Sturt says it proves archaeology is a very relevant discipline in the 21st century.
Archaeology is about understanding people, whether that's people of 2 minutes ago or people of 700,000 years ago. It's about understanding humanity, and that's part of the joy of hosting a big conference as well, is seeing the panoply of humanity out there and the vast array of differences.
John Adams is head of archaeology at Southampton.
This is one of the biggest, and we would say the best departments in the country. I think we're acknowledged as a centre of excellence worldwide. And this is the sort of place where people expect you would find people who are taking the lead in not only sort of the cutting edge of the practice of the discipline, but taking a lead in developing ideas about where the discipline's going in the future. And I think that's a lot of what TAG is all about.
Head of the School of Humanities at the university, Mike Kelly, says archaeology links well with the other disciplines within the school and their research themes.
This particular conference, the Theoretical Archaeology Conference, points to really quite a lot of connections between archaeology and the other disciplines in the school. Shared issues, crossing borders, working within new paradigms, addressing issues of power and authority, identity, migration, the list goes on. We're into problem solving and people, finding out what makes human beings tick. And I think archaeology helps us to understand what used to make them tick a long time ago, and that probably helps us to understand what makes us tick now.